My brain is my doorway to life. My brain is my doorway to life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My brain is my doorway to life. I have the opportunity of speaking to my brain. I have the opportunity of allowing my brain be a device that benefits me in every wonderful, positive way. My brain is very flexible. It is very amenable to whatever thoughts I put into it, whatever choices I make in life. And my brain is willing and ready and able to work with me and do wonderful things for me to accomplish any goal that I choose for myself. The only difficulty is I must use the brain the way it is designed to be used. If I'm going to go and rake the lawn and the leaves are falling off the tree and the leaves keep falling off the tree and I say, I just raked the lawn and now the leaves are falling off the tree. What's going on here? This isn't fair. This isn't fair. And I rake the lawn and the leaves keep falling off the tree. Well, you say to yourself, probably, I should rake the lawn after the leaves have fallen off the tree. And that certainly would seem like a very good idea, to rake the lawn after the leaves had fallen off the tree, because then you only have to rake it once. But I like the lawn to look nice during the time that the leaves are falling off the tree. In the fall, that seems to be several months that they're falling off the tree. And I want them, the yard, to look clean, look like I care for it. Well, this is what affirmations are. Affirmations are continually raking the lawn of the leaves that are falling on it. Affirmations are polishing our mind, raking our mind of the negative thoughts that are coming onto our mind that we do not want to have there. And the negative thoughts keep coming into our mind. They keep coming into our thinking from all sorts of places. They come in from the newspapers, the magazines. They come in from the radio and the television. They come in from the videos and the movies we watch and from the conversations that we enter into and the talk that we hear people making. These are all like negative leaves falling on our beautiful lawn. And they must be raked up. Now, if we allow them to be there until all of the leaves fall down, then these leaves have had a chance to do their work on my lawn. They have a chance to keep my lawn hidden from the sunlight so that it will not just grow properly. I cannot mow the lawn when the leaves are there because the leaves will just get all chopped up and will make the lawn look very bad. I cannot do anything while I leave the leaves lying on the lawn because the leaves keep my lawn from showing off exactly what I want to show off to the world. I want to show off to the world a beautiful lawn. I put a lot of effort into that lawn. That lawn is glorious and green, and I water it even in the fall. I love it to be green all the year I can possibly have it. And our mind, our brain is like that. These thoughts that come into our brain, these ideas that come into our brain, they lay there and they germinate and they bring about whatever it is they are. And they have to be raked off. Now, they're not raked off so much as they are new thoughts put there, new positive thoughts. Now, if you had a blower, so to speak, underneath your lawn, and whenever the leaves would fall, the blower would blow them off. That sounds like an interesting idea. Not very practical, but an interesting idea. Or if you had a vacuum cleaner and that vacuumed up all of the leaves that fall off your tree, and you say, now that's an interesting idea. That's a fascinating idea. Wouldn't that be nice to have a vacuum cleaner vacuum up every time a leaf would fall? It would just suck it up and put it in the trash. Well, now, that too is a fascinating idea. And when you come to think about it, the trees are deciduous and their leaves fall at the fall time of the year, and they're going to come down. And we become accustomed to them. And as we become accustomed to them, we allow them to lie on the grass. And when spring comes, then we clean it up and rake it off and make it all nice again. Can we afford to allow those leaves to lie on our lawn all winter long and throughout the fall? Can we afford to do that? Can we afford, more so, in our brain, to allow it to have negative thoughts ever present? Can we allow those negative thoughts to be in our brain and think that nothing is going to happen? They're just going to be there. We may not like their appearance, but they're just going to be there. Can we allow that? Well, the answer is no. We cannot allow that. If we allow negative thoughts in our mind, in our brain, if we allow negative thoughts, negative attitudes, if we allow any kind of a thought which is contrary to what we say we believe, then those thoughts that we say we believe are never going to have a chance to be there, because the negative thoughts will take possession. They'll take ownership. We can rake our lawn regularly and put the leaves away. This is a choice we have. We have chosen to have the trees on our property. We have chosen to have the trees standing over our lawn. We have chosen to have it because we think they're very beautiful. They're very lovely. Well, if we're going to be in that environment, then it is very important for us to have a good set of rakes that we rake up the leaves. We have these fan rakes and we rake them up, and we keep our lawn beautifully, wonderfully mended at all times. If we're going to live in a world, and in that world we're going to watch television and read newspapers and see negative things going on around us, if we're going to listen to people talking on negative things, we're going to have a good fan rake to rake all those things away and just let our truth come forth, let the reality of who we are, the joyousness of who we are, come forth. And if we're not good lawn keepers, if we don't keep our lawn in good shape, we will not have a good yard at all. If we do not keep our brain free of all the negative and impossible thoughts, then these impossible thoughts will continually be upon us and say, it can't be done. These negative attitudes will continually be in our thinking, and they will say to us, this is your reality. This is who you really are. This is what it's all about. Now, we could take that a step further too, and we could say, hey, I don't want those leaves on my lawn. I like a beautiful lawn. Well, then have deciduous trees. Have trees that do not drop their leaves. They keep them all year round. You say, well, live oak trees are like that. They keep their leaves all year round. And that, too, is not correct. Live oak leaves are constantly falling off the live oak trees, not in the abundance that the deciduous trees do, and live oak trees keep their leaves all year round, but also they're falling off all year round. If you look under the live oak trees, you'll find quite a few leaves that are falling all year round. And it's quite charming and beautiful, but it's part of the picture. Now, you'd say, okay, I choose not to have any trees. I choose to have just one gigantic lawn. You know how the golf courses are. They have gigantic lawns, and these beautiful lawns are very wonderful. Now, do you think that the groundskeeper at the golf courses are constantly out there raking up the leaves? No. No, they keep the trees far enough away from their green grass fairways and greens to keep them all lovely. Oh, they have to occasionally go out and rake a little bit where the trees are too close, but generally they keep them far away because they want these blankets of green to be enticing and charming to the golfers as they play around on the golf course. What is your choice for yourself? Do you want to have your brain be a blanket of green? Do you want your brain to be a blanket of positive, loving, good thoughts? Then you have to be a good groundskeeper. You have to be a good caretaker of it. You have to plant the right type of grass, the right type of thoughts. When you want to have beautiful putting green, you have to plant the perfect echondra that will allow that to be and maintain a certain shortness to the grass and yet a lovely base to it. Whatever it is we want in life, those are the things that we have to give our attention to. Do you want a healthy body? Think thoughts about a healthy body. Do you want a happy relationship? Think thoughts about a happy relationship. Do you want to live in a world filled with joy and peace and harmony? Then think thoughts about joy and peace and harmony. Be a good groundskeeper for your brain, and your brain will give you the response you want. The groundskeeper of the golf course has lovely greens and lovely fairways and lovely roughs even, you know. It's really quite beautiful. And people walk on it every day. And people take their golf clubs and they make divots out of the grass, and the groundskeepers make sure that it all gets replaced right away so that it all remains beautiful and green. It's a never-ending job. It's a never-ending job maintaining a beautiful golf course. It's a never-ending job maintaining a beautiful brain that's going to bring forth in our life the experiences that we want. So with our affirmations, we continually say, I maintain my brain in its ideal format. My brain is filled with beautiful thoughts. My brain is filled with all of my dreams and my goals and my choices. My brain is a can-do. My brain does all those things that I choose to do. My brain is one with my highest and best. My brain expresses the ideal of who I am. I am my brain doctor. I am my brain doctor. I am my brain doctor. Just like the groundskeepers take care of the golf course grounds, I take care of my brain. I am the one who determines what thoughts I will think. I am the one who determines what sort of things I'm going to allow in my brain, into my thinking system, what sort of attitudes I'm going to have, and who and what I'm going to allow in there. And I'm going to think loving thoughts, beautiful thoughts. I'm going to be unconditional in my loving. I'm going to be an unconditional lover. And every attitude I have and every thought that comes in my mind, I unconditionally love it. Every attitude I have coming into my mind, I unconditionally love it. I am in charge of my brain. And my brain gives me the response I want in life. I live a very happy life because in my brain I maintain a very happy time, happy thoughts, happy attitudes. I am a good groundskeeper of my brain, and I maintain the lawn of my brain pure, beautiful, and magnificent at all times. Whoever would look at it, they would say, wow, what a lovely lawn, what a lovely green, what a lovely place to be. My goodness, to live in that awareness all the time, how perfect. How beautiful. And I let the sunshine of my thoughts shine upon my brain, and my brain reflects them into my world all around me, and my life is filled with beautiful, beautiful expressions of all that is good. Join me as caretaker of your brain and caretaker of my brain as we walk through the path of life, seeing all the good, all the beauty, and all the wonder all around us. And have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely day while you're doing it. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.